This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice. This is Kendini Campbell, and I'm here on Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk, all day. And this evening, I want to talk about something that is very, very prevalent to all women. And it's a particular way that we feel in a relationship, right? In some relationships, you have absolute security. You have the security of knowing that a man can support you financially. You have the security of knowing that a man can support you emotionally. Some women are stronger than men, and some men allow the women to lead, whether that's financially, whether that's by any other support mechanism. But what happens when you are in a relationship and you've been in a long-term relationship and you would have shared intimately what disappointments you would have had in the past? And the very thing that you explain to your significant other that you do not want them to do to you, you find out that they're doing. Do you leave? Do you jeopardize the happiness that you have because of what may have happened? You see messages, you see telltale signs, you notice a difference in how and when you make love, you notice a difference in how he speaks to you, how he treats you. What do you do? And so the conversation was on another radio station today, and it made me realize in the nick of time that a man will shame you. There's a culture that we have now where we don't post the men that we're dating. We don't post them because we don't know if they're going to be out here on these streets totally embarrassing us. Or they may be someone else's love. You notice that we have baby showers and there's never a sight of the daddy. You don't even know who the baby daddy is. You don't even know if the baby daddy have the same last name as the mommy. But there's a culture of men that will actually shame you. And it's embarrassing because you're out here saying, hey, this man loves me. This man sees me. But this man doesn't talk to you about his secret desires. This man doesn't talk to you about anything other than, hey, I go into the Nassau Guardian. I go in to pick up a newspaper. I go in to buy a six-pack of Coke. But he's having other conversations with other women. And these women have the opportunity to then laugh in your face because, oh, you think this man is all of that? But this man is literally out here shaming you. That's what brings me to the topic for today. And it says, man shame. It can mean a myriad of things depending on the context. Let me break it down. When a man shames you, it's external. Because our shame is universal. But when a woman shames you, it's internal. That's amazing that we think that way. When I posted this flyer, this collateral today, my inbox was inundated with messages. So much so that I messaged Kevin. I said, Kevin, this is going to be a show today. But this is a question. How do you know when your man's shaming you? Do you go through his phone? Do you just know that something just ain't right? And after you found out that he's shaming you, what do you do? Do you leave? This man helping you pay this mortgage. This man helping you pay this child's school fee. This man is giving you what you didn't have with the other relationship, even though he's doing the exact same thing that the other relationship you were in. Kevin, are you here?
I am here.
Kevin, how you doing today?
All right. You put me in a tough spot today.
Yeah, because this one on y'all. This one on y'all, Kevin, because some things happened over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
And some girlfriends and I, we had some conversations like, when you find out that this man is out here shaming you, do you approach the other woman? Do you say, hey, I see your number in my man phone, you know. I see the conversations y'all having, because she know but you, but you don't know but her. And this man is making you shame. Do you sacrifice letting this other woman know, or letting him know, hey, I know what you're doing? Do you keep your mouth shut? Do you just be quiet because your bill's getting paid? I often see this post, and I posted it once or twice myself. Let these men cheat in peace, because are you really going anywhere?
I agree with that.
Okay, tell me why, Kevin.
I agree with that. If you wanted to make noise, would you still stay in? You like a dog barking at a parked car? It ain't making no sense. You're gonna never catch that car. Why are you making noise if you ain't have no follow through? You understand?
I understand.
And this is the part of the conversation where I employ and I tell women to put yourself in a position where you are a partner and not a dependent. Whereas your value is different. Meaning you don't need this man to mind by paying the bills.
Right.
But you was okay paying the bills before, and when he leave, you'll be okay after.
Right.
But now y'all is pastors and reverence now, where you're everything is the man supposed to be a provider. And I'm supposed to be preparing for a rainy day. And so the standards and the requirements of the relationship has changed tremendously over a couple of years. And so y'all ain't gonna wait no more. Y'all just gonna stay at home and nurture, which is fine. Teach his own. But now if the man paying all the bills and he have a side gal and you just a stay-at-home wife with no job, where you could go? Or how can you survive on your own if your only source of survival comes to him? You would make noise, but you ain't going nowhere because you can't afford to go nowhere because you don't want to wait.
But Kevin, what about a situation where you work, me and you in this relationship together, and we have amassed things together.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to you, Kevin, listen, my last relationship, this man scheme on me. My last relationship, this man was in everybody else's DM but mine.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that hurt my feelings, Kevin. And she finds out that, I find out, Kevin, that you are now doing the very same thing that I asked you not to do. What is my resource? What do I do?
It's a conversation y'all need to have.
But how do you have it?
It's other. It's like trying to keep a bandage on a wound that needs to be dealt with immediately. You only prolonging the inevitable. It could fester in some different way. It might show up through the impatience. It might show up through snapping at everything. It might show up through depression.
Kevin, we have a call on the line, the block hot today, the block hot. Kevin, I have a call on the line, and I have 11 messages in the WhatsApp. We have to get through it.
Boy.
Caller, good evening. You're on.
Good evening. Kennedy, the church voice.
Good evening. How are you?
Church voice, listen to me. Kevin, you on to something tonight. Right? Let me say something. You caused me Rushmore shower and all, but I cleaned it up.
I love this
these
guy.
These women want to be stay-home mom, stay-home mother. But back in the day when you had a stay-home mother, that woman had up to 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 children. Every 2 years or every 18 months, they're pregnant. That's a stay-home mom. The stay-home mom, when the daddy reach home from work, dinner and cook, clothes and wash. Even mother got to wash every day, clothes and wash. Dinner and cook. They had a TV and so they had to make do their own entertainment when the children go to sleep. Nowadays, the woman will be a stay-home mom. You don't be able to work out all day. You come home, you still got to stop by Bamboo and get something to eat to bring home. When you reach home, you're all about digging up in your drawer. You know you ain't got no more clean boxes. You're all about digging, making fool of yourself. The woman ain't rent out your clothes. You're dancing, boy, and wake out all day. Let me take a shower. We'll get a little 30 for 30 later. She had a headache all day, could rest, you know. All
right.
Day she had no headache. The minute she had a headache, but they want to be a stay-home mom. Then now they demanding their allowance. They tell you how much they want for allowance.
Yeah.
And with their allowance, they ain't putting nothing towards the grocery from their allowance. They ain't buying the child one school book. That's their allowance.
Sheepers creepers. What a time.
This thing, you know. And then you talk about the women who know their husband is cheating. That's a lousy, lazy woman.
Jesus.
Being a man, I don't care how much money my wife get. I don't care what type of position she holds. I could be in a state. You have some stay-home dads now, too. Don't freak out. I see the man that be walking the puppy all day and thing while the woman go to work. But if I know that woman is cheating on me, buddy, I gone. See what you don't avoid you.
You go on just like that?
It usually be the last person to know. You know what I'm saying? What you don't know guard you.
Wow.
But you can't do that. You something wrong. You know the person having another affair. The man bringing children home to your wife, any wife except the children. And this woman could breed because she didn't have children. I can see if the woman was barren and couldn't have no children, she could accept somebody's child. But you could have children. And you letting your husband bring children home, but he make it harder. A little sneaky winky on the side. No, man. Let's go, women. Build up your standard. Build back up, man. Build like our mama and them used to be, man. Now, mind you, back in the old days, Kevin, them fellas, them old men, they had like three different set of family on one island, you know. Three different set of family on one island. The wife, they ain't woman enough to open their mouth to the wife.
Right.
But now these girls will fight the wife.
No, everybody was living in peace because daddy was paying everybody bills.
Back in them days, mom and daddy go in the field.
If you want
one sack of sweet potato, share it equally. Just go to the house, dog, go to the house. And I believe some of them women did want trying. But the man had the whole sense of discipline. I know people who have three different set of families in Auckland. Three different sets.
Mm-hmm.
Then the man there, they had two different obituaries. You know, man. And the two of them had by his wife, but the wife, he had two different wife names. But they had two different obituaries in Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. But brother, these girls here, I love the women. I love the women, but I got to talk to them like a big brother. Step up to the plate, man. Don't let nobody take advantage of you. Beautiful. God make you. God know exactly how he made you.
So I have a question for you. I have a question for you because you say you run out the tub, right? So my partner and I are in a relationship.
Yeah.
And the very same thing that I said to him, listen, this hurt me from my last relationship. I would appreciate if you did not do that. and I find out that he is, in fact, doing it, what do I do? But now, you talk to me like you would talk to your daughter.
What I'll tell you not to do,
tell
don't bring your last relationship into this relationship. You're not in that no more. Let that go. Let that go. You're still trying to compare. See, you're trying to compare now.
Okay.
You're the person that you left. Cause
right.
Don't bring him back up to me. He done gone. If I'm dating you now as a woman, and I'll never bring my wife back up in your face. Oh, my wife used to do this like this. I'll never do that. I might be thinking it, but I'll never say it. I will never compare my present with my past.
But you missed a key part of what I said to you. You missed a key part of what I said to you.
Go ahead again.
The man that I was with,
yeah.
This is a scenario. This is a hypothetical.
Yeah, I know.
The man that I was with cheated on me.
I am
with you, and you are now cheating with me. Am I the problem, or are you the problem?
I can tell you one thing.
Or is it that just men just cheat?
No. Not all men don't cheat. Men women makes love. Men have sex. That's the difference.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. Now, a man ego. Sometimes a woman have to put her mind in a mood to make love. Only to start talking love and a real man ready. But what you were saying is that, I know of somebody that was dating a man for over 30 years in his marriage. In his marriage, had a child for him and everything. The man's wife died. And you wouldn't believe the man went and married somebody else?
Jesus.
While he was with his wife, he was with this woman for over 30 years. And this ain't no thing I watch on Lifetime. This is true. Richard in Nassau. And his wife died. And in 3 years, he had married somebody else. Everybody know this person for the 30 years, this was his sneaky winky everything. They travel, everything, buy a car, everything.
Okay.
But
all
in
right,
she's supposed to be next in line, eh?
She's supposed to be next in line. If I've been with you for 30 years, I stayed with you all that time, I should be next.
Our child must be ready to have children.
Oh, my God. Oh, I appreciate you calling. We have another caller, but I have to read some text messages. When you go to church tonight, please pray for us. We appreciate you. Let me read this next text, please. And then we're going to go to a quick break because I have so many text messages. This text reads, if a woman stays after repeatedly being embarrassed, do we blame her or do we pity her? This next text reads, why do some men only respect the women they fear losing? This next text reads, when a man embarrasses you, is walking away the ultimate power move? This next text reads, have you ever ignored the first red flag and lived to regret it? Well, I have. I have been in a situation where this man repeatedly embarrassed me. At the beginning, I would always approach the other woman. To this texter, I know exactly what that is like. I would often approach the next woman. However, in this particular instance, I've moved on from that relationship. But I found that the exact same thing happens. I wonder if it's me that is causing him or causing these men to cheat. Is it that I'm too overbearing? Is it that I have a standard? Do all men cheat, or should I simply just suck it up as men cheat and move on with it? Okay, we'll answer that. Then this next text reads, and embarrass women because women allow it or because it's just who they are. And I think that it's really just who they are because I've been in that embarrassing moment. And just like you, I feel as if though you should just let men cheat because they will. But what do we quantify as cheating? Is it cheating when he talks to everybody else other than you? Is it cheating when he has conversations that you know that he deletes? How do you quantify what cheating is or what embarrassment is? So I will answer this question, and Kevin, you could take on that red flag question. So do you believe men embarrass women because they allow it or because that's just who they are? I think that men embarrass women because men embarrass women. I think that accountability is a huge part of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for me, in a being in a relationship, I think that I would be extremely hurt if I'm in a relationship with you and I would have said to you, the man that I had before you hurt me by cheating. The man that I had before you hurt me by giving me a weird feeling about my body when we would be together. I would say that, let me read the question again so I can make sure that I'm reading it properly. Do we believe men? Okay, I think that men embarrass you when another woman could say to you, this is the ultimate embarrassment. When another woman could say to you, I know this, but your man, do you? The ultimate embarrassment is when you lay beside me day and night, and for all intents and purposes, and I find out that you have been whole conversations with women and not with me. Because you see, the streets talk, and I could be out here saying, oh, this man ain't doing this man ain't doing that. And there was a point in time in my prior relationship, right, that I would swear for this man, only to find out in the hairdresser shop, and yes, I did have hair, that the man sweetheart me was in the hairdresser shop the same time, and this was my ex-husband. And so that is embarrassing when another woman could come and pull up on you and say, hey, I know everything but your man. I know things that you don't even know. I know his hopes. I know his dreams. I know his desires. That is embarrassing. And then what do you do? Do you jeopardize your relationship because this woman knows everything? How does that make another woman feel? Do you jeopardize that because this man helps you pay your bills? It have to be more than just bills. But to answer your question, Texter, I think that men embarrass women because they think it's cute. And I think we absorb it because the man shortage out here is real. Kevin, can you answer the question about the red flags? I'll read the question again. Have you ever ignored the first red flag and lived to regret it? Because these men will embarrass you. And I guess that's a question for a woman. But Kevin, do you think that there are red flags that men will embarrass you?
I'm not an advocate of speaking against men. First of all, let me say that because I'm a man. But I will say this. As people, we have to have a standard. That's number one. Like, I know low fans. Don't blame me, Vicks. You understand? Like, this is where I draw the line. And if you cross this line, so, and we have to be solid on these things. When it comes to cheating per se, and this is why I tell you have to get to know your person, get to know their likes, their dislikes. Make sure when they struggle with loving you, that they still like you, like y'all still friends.
Because
a lot of people get married and it's literally a transaction. It's a business move. They look good together, but they ain't even friends. And so these microwave relationships, what I call them, get married. And women really dictate this because they're telling you in 2 years, I need to be married.
Mm-hmm,
but I would like to be married. I get married. Whether it's with you or somebody else, in 2 years, it's the timeline. You need to make something shake. And so if we have our life together, there's a continuous growth process, whether we grow together or we grew apart. But you have to understand, even during that time, I still could disappoint you, and you could disappoint me. And there's a part of that where we have to learn to forgive. Now, y'all need to communicate on what it is I prepared to forgive and stay and deal with, or forgive and walk away from. Because these conversations we don't have. And they are so vital to the health of the relationship and to the longevity of that relationship. But if you ain't talking to the person who's sleeping next to you, then when these things do come up, it's a tough conversation. Friends, y'all can talk to each other about anything. You know what I mean?
But Kevin, I still have a next question because this would be an answer. How do you get to the point, Kevin, where you could talk to everybody else except the person that you lay in beside?
That's because you all ain't build a friendship. That's a good question. You need to ask yourself that. How you could get married to a person who you lay next to and you can't talk to them? I think a lot of people literally just like the idea of love. They like the idea of wedding. They like the validation from family and friends and all the rice throwing and broom mopping. They like all the theatrics. But when it comes to putting in the effort and doing the work, because the real marriage is start after the wedding. And people don't think beyond that. It don't just, you plant one tree in the yard and it could grow on its own. You got to water that and maintain that. You got to clip some dead leaves away through the tough conversations. And you got to pour some fertilizer on that through the good conversations to help that relationship grow. You got to do the work. And you just, it ain't something like you just set it and forget it. You get married, cool, and everything will be good. You know what I mean?
I do. Let me read this text. Good evening. What if a woman doing the same thing to a man? I have a sister and her husband has cheated on my sister by having two children with two other women. As her brother, I can't stand him and he should be gone. My nephew hates his guts as well. He's an embarrassment and my sister deserves better. The shame is on the man for cheating, so women should not be embarrassed.
Let me say this.
Single
people, as much as you made the test, him as a person, you ain't married him.
Right.
That's her cross to bear. That's her person. And 2-1. She shouldn't have never put their marital affair out in the public because everybody got an opinion. People can't talk about what they don't know. And after you all done degrade them, and she done say, this man is making me so mad, she ain't never come down and say, well, I forgive him and be back together. Be working some things out. Please don't look at him how I already stain him as this bad person to be. You understand?
I
never see some people having big punch out and they literally, you think they're about to get divorced and 2 weeks later you see them driving and walking and holding hands and they love you.
I do.
I don't get people business.
Especially married people. Let me read this text. Good evening to all. I personally believe that a woman should allow her man to have two or maybe three women. I don't believe that they should be with one person. Wait, let me read over because I think I missed something. Good evening to all. I personally believe that a woman should allow her man to have two or maybe three women. I don't believe that you should be with one person all of your life. I think men and women should have the options of having one or two wives or husbands. Muslims have that option. Let me read this next text.
In the Bahamas, you have more than one wife, whether you know about her or she know about you or not.
Exactly. Can I tell you something? The caller just a few moments ago mentioned the fact that there were stay-home moms and they would have 10 and 12. And my mom has like seven or eight kids, never been married. My mommy and her brother have the same daddy. Everybody else have a different daddy. My dad's mom was married to her father. He went on the exchange and he died. And so she remarried. So my dad's mom has, I think, 12 or 11 children, right? Mm-hmm. And my dad's mom was not a stay-home mom. She worked. Like, she taught me how to eat with a knife and a fork. And she, like, that was my Grammy, Maria Sanders Campbell Johnson, right? And all women are not the same. So it's easy for you to say that a woman should stay home and a woman should do this and a woman should do that. But the times
I don't think the reality of it is we may say my Grammy never used to do this, my Grammy used to never do that. There are plenty Grammys that I know about that was working.
Exactly.
And still taking care of home. And there are fathers who are taking care of home and working as well. And so we try to put this narrative or this mold, you know what I mean, on how things are supposed to work when life don't always play out that way.
Let me read this text to you. I'm married to, and the two children are what they produced. I know that there were other women along the way. Let me read this next text. Kenny, mm-hmm. I want you to explain the situation I shared with you yesterday. Okay. I will. Okay, Kevin. This is the scenario. I am by your house, Kevin, and I am cleaning, and I find a receipt in your purse on your parcel. The receipt has a specific amount of money. You bought something, I guess, for a friend. You bought this item for a friend. I don't say anything to you about it, but I am fuming on the inside because I want to know who you're in industry. I work in the insurance industry. And hand come, hand go. Like, okay, Kevin, you know we're entertainers, right? So I may not have to literally move from my desk or move from my office space to get something done because I know someone in every specific spot. So with that being said, this particular individual finds a receipt in her person's pocket. She hasn't said anything to him about the fact that she found it. But she feels as if though he has purchased this gift for another woman. But he is a type of person that, hey, you do something for me, I do something for you. He need people to help him at NIB, at Inland Revenue Services, at the bank or whatever. Maybe this gift was just for someone that helped him along the way. There's no difference in his attitude. He still comes home every night on time. They make love. They have good conversation. All of the above. Like, everything is working well. I said to her, leave it alone. If you want to, you can approach him with it. Or you cannot approach him with it. But are you willing to put this receipt at the and cause jeopardy to your whole relationship? Because this man is paying the mortgage, this man paying the school fee, this man paying the light, the water, the cable, everything. But you can let this one receipt jeopardize what you're dealing with. What do you think, Kevin?
I think my first question would be, is there any evidence to support what she's thinking about this receipt?
I asked her the same thing. She said,
if the answer is no, then.
She said there's no change. But see, Kevin, as a woman, and I've been a woman all my life, as a woman, you have a tendency to feel a particular type of way. So when
your intuition, you need to hang that up.
Jesus.
That intuition been break from as long as I could been knowing about intuition.
It's wrong.
Your intuition is telling you all kinds of things, but it'll never tell you if a man unhappy. They'll never tell you if you're depressed. But if there's another woman involved, the intuition always right. Y'all need to hang that up. That's a bad reference. I hate intuition.
Kevin, this message say, Kevin, shut up, you being biased. Kenny,
I'm being biased.
Let me read the rest of the text. Kenny, this man will embarrass you. Let me finish. Kevin, let me finish reading the people text. Kenny, went to hide last week. I swear this man was in Freeport, Kenny. Kenny, I had to hide. I by the small pool. Kenny, and the man walked straight past me, and I had to tap him on the shoulder and say, like, what you doing here? Oh, boy. Kenny, these man will embarrass you. Kevin, these men will embarrass you. You posting him on your status. This time, everybody in the office have you for chalk. Because little do you know that this man have you for a complete joke. Let me read the text.
Let me read the text.
Good evening. Please note that married women cheat as much or... Good evening. Please note that married women cheat as much or more than men. Women in these times have disgraced what women should be in a Christian country. These women go to church weekly and still cheating like people do not know. This next text reads,
I love that one.
This next text reads, Kenny, you too wholesome. You have some real babbits on this road. And the men have to make y'all shame because y'all believe the foolishness that they say. simply take their money and do whatever you need back. Get your lick back. Don't mind these. No.
Jeez. Let me finish the text.
I can't read that little piece because that piece loaded with some curse words. Get your lick back. If these blank cheat, you cheat back. If they talking to someone, you talk to someone too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get your pressure up because these men will shame you. This next text reads, Kenny, just like you, I found out that my significant, hold on, man. I found this out the last relationship I was in. This ain't the current one. Just like you, I found out that my husband, fiance, was doing the exact same thing. And mm-hmm. I found out weeks before the wedding. And you know what? I still married him. Not only did I marry him, but I stopped working because he's a big thing in the bank. So if you want to cheat, you can take care of me, her, and these children. So let them cheat. And when he cheat, you cheat right back.
See, y'all solution ain't to leave. Y'all adding multiple body partners. Y'all see the AIDS county.
Y'all ain't see the
STD rating.
Right.
So your logic is, if he put me at risk for contracting an STD, which is what it is, by sleeping with somebody outside our relationship, I could go there and sleep with somebody else, and all two of us could be putting ourselves at risk. So I don't believe in getting sick. Because cheating should not beget cheating. Everybody talking about cheating, and anybody talking about leaving. Anybody talking about having those standards or resolve or absolutes, this is what I tolerate. Everybody just saying, you sleep with them, I can sleep with them. Which is literally my sympathy. All right? And I can say this.
Man, hold on, man. My producer getting in on this business too. My producer say, Kevin is preaching. Chris, listen. Call the police. Kenny, man, come on, man.
I listen. What I, and see, the crazy part is, young people listening to them, because I have young people listening to this radio, mm-hmm. and they literally listening to the adults who supposed to have sense, telling them, when somebody cheat on you, little girl, you cheat on them back. Mm. That's the example you all setting for your future generations.
Not y'all.
I speak generally. Okay. What I'm saying
is, be specific
right now,
though, Kevin, because that is not that ain't my philosophy. My philosophy is no. Let me clarify that because I don't want any young woman out there to think or any old woman out there to think for a minute. If I am giving you everything that I think that I can give you, and I want us to understand that there are childhood traumas. There's the way our mothers would have raised us. There's the way that we see society at large. If I am giving you everything, Kevin, if I think that I'm giving you everything and I'm saying, Kevin, I think I overshare and I think I talk too much to the point where people could come up to me in the airport and say, oh, I hear what you say. I was in Target this week with my daughter. And the lady approached me, said, you's Kenny from the radio. I remember, I see your face. I said, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. She said, we look great. But I want women to understand. Emotional cheating for me is the worst thing in the world that could happen. You bring in a baby, like that's adding insult to injury as well. But when you say that you are going to cheat and then you expect me to stay, that is not something that I subscribe to. I want to admonish all women, whether you're making $18,000 a week or $18,000 a month, if you put yourself in a position where a man can cheat on you, and you continuously absorb it and think that it is okay, and he bring you a myriad of diseases, and he brings you emotional trauma, and you think that it's okay to stay, then there's something wrong with you, because that is not what love, and that's not what a relationship is about.
And that is not women empowerment. I know ambassador for women empowerment, because you always do that well on your own.
Right.
But I will say this, don't be no low fans.
Exactly.
Have some standard, have some dignity. What young people say that? Demure. Well,
yeah.
If somebody play in your face with that, like, I don't care what they do for you. Leave. That's the solution.
That is the solution.
Don't talk with you. And see, if you ain't gonna leave, y'all need to have some talking. We all gotta wait through that.
Let me read this text. You shouldn't lower your standards or morals because of someone else's actions. Cheating women are just nasty. That's why you must be careful with some of these women in the Bahamas. They think that they have what men have. Nasty they are. This next text reads, Kenny, Kevin is a misogynist, and I do not appreciate his take on how things are. I want you to know that all men cheat, even your daddy. Wait, hold on, Jesus, wait.
All men do not cheat.
Hold on.
Kevin, let me finish reading the text.
It's a woman, the person put my daddy in it too. She said, not this person, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, not even your daddy. Oh Lord, my voice going. when a man cheats, he is cheating out of mere necessity. I want us to all be mindful of the fact that men have more options than we do cheating, whether it's a private conversation that he has deleted, because why are you deleting the text? Whether it's a lunch date that he can't talk to you about. I want you to ask Kevin if Kevin thinks that telling another woman his private business is cheating when he has a wife at home. Do you think that it's a form of cheating when you can talk to everybody else other than your wife?
I think that all persons' outlook on cheating varies from person to person.
I asked that, Kevin, that's a direct question. You going all over the mulberry bush.
I'm going over the mug. They tell me I'm a misogynist. And what freaking me out is they saying all capital A-L-L, like they dated and was in relationships with all men. You know which men in the world?
But Kevin, they even had my daddy. Kevin, you read the woman had my daddy.
They date your daddy too. Because all men, all men is cheap.
But Kevin, answer the question.
All men is
Kevin, all answer the question. If you are having conversations with another woman other than your wife about intimate stuff, is that cheating? Yes or no?
For me, it is.
For me, it is.
But there are some people, the dynamics of their relationship, they will tell you, as long as they're sleeping together, I'm bothered by it. And
no,
to them, that age, listen to me. And that's why I tell people, you got to mind your business. Because you're too busy comparing your relationship to somebody else's relationship. And their rules are for them. And your rules for you.
But if
you, especially if you in a godless relationship, mm-hmm. you will have no direction from nothing. You all two just shooting the breeze, really. And so you looking all over the place for answers, except
guy on how marriage is supposed to work.
You ask these people what he's cheating. I asked them one time, they sit down and hold hands with their partner and pray together.
Oh,
ask them if they ever do that.
Kevin.
Well, let's pray together.
Kevin, we can take it.
Get your husband to come out to church with you and sit
but
down.
Kevin, suppose you asking these men to go to church and the man don't want to go to church, Kevin?
Listen to me, and I going back to this. Do not be no low fence. You have mm-hmm. to get, these are part of the prerequisites of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
My boss will tell me, yeah, before I get married to my husband, I let him know I go to church. And if he don't want to go to church, and if he don't believe in God, we can't be together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
He buckle up, and he was going to church, and he still is going to church, because he know some things I absolute on. There's no compromise. But we have here, is people saying, oh, he cheat on you? Cheat back. We ain't saying leave. We ain't saying I have no respect. We ain't saying I have no standards for ourselves. We have all men, because you know what? I dated all men. So I can tell you all men is cheap. Now, if I say all women is cheap, they can start snatching me through the radio waves and get mad at me. But I don't believe all women is cheap. I believe the people that I may have encountered in my life may have been bad choices on my part, and I ignored signs, and as a result, they betrayed my trust, and that person cheated on me. But when I put every single gender that person is in a bottle and say all of them is cheap, that ain't fair.
All right, let me read this text, Kevin, and then we're going to go to women forgive men who publicly humiliate them but cut off friends for far less. Kenny, please tell Kevin to stop talking BS. These These men are out here embarrassing us on a monumental level. As a senior woman and as a professional woman, I want you to understand that the pickings out here for men, the pickings out here for, or either so it's before or of men, are very slim. We sometimes sit down and we try to figure out, what is it that I've done? What is it that I'm not doing as to why my man cheats? Why doesn't this man communicate with me, but it's okay for him to let loose inside of me? Why is it okay for this man to have conversations with other women while not including me in this friendship? There will also be women friends and men friends that we know absolutely nothing about, but there should not be any reason for you to discuss our private business. And if he has to delete a conversation or a phone call, there is something even more telling. This next text reads, When a man embarrasses you, is it a public or is it a private thing? And just like a tree, if it falls in the woods, Jesus, what this says? And if it falls in the woods, does you know that he embarrasses you if only you one are embarrassed? We are going to take a break and we are going to be back. Kevin, there's plenty of food for thought. I didn't bargain for all of this. Okay, hold on. There's the next question, Kevin. Okay, I'll read that when we come back. I'll read those questions when we come back. Let's take a quick break, Chris. Chris, take us to break, please. We'll be back. This is Kenny's Corner. You're listening to Kendini Campbell, and this is Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio. Fresh talk today. We will be back. Thank you so much. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. I don't know.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, booklets to business cards, you name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is how we do it.
Get ready to kick off the new school year with a bang. It's the Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th in the parking lot of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksville, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, games, and back-to-school excitement. We've got something for everyone, from bouncing castles and face painting to health screenings, hair grooming, and giveaways. Meet some of your favorite local businesses and get ready for the new school year with all the essentials. We'll have school supply vendors and local eateries with delicious treats. Don't miss out on the fun. The Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th at the Nassau Guardians parking lot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the perfect way to celebrate the end of summer and get excited for a great school year. See you here.
Brought to you by The Walking Clinic, Boss, Alive, FML, Asa H. Pritchett, Nassau Agencies, Original Parties, Caribbean Bottling Limited, Purity, Ari the Artist, Little Caesars, Marcos, Wendy's.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. you'll be mine forever, baby. You just see.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right.
Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Good evening, this is Kennedy Campbell, and we are listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. And we have a caller on the line, so let us just get right to it. Caller, good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. We are good. How are you?
Loving this conversation. Listen, all women don't cheat, and all men don't cheat. But let me tell you what the problem is in this society, in the world today, as a matter of fact. Ain't nobody getting married no more for love. Everybody looking just for security. Who this person is and their position, and they fall for those things. Rather than getting to know the individual, date them. Not meaning you have to have sex with them, you know, but date them because their color's going to come out shortly. You only can pretend so long.
Then
you get some women, I'm getting old and I got to get married. Or they go married for fame because their friends get married and don't know the meaning of marriage. But they're doing it for fun.
I agree.
You know what I mean? But sometimes, I mean, everybody have their favorite and their choices, right? And things, yes, people that they like and certain particulars about a person. But then ask yourself what has been working for you. The one you pick and the one you choose always think outside the box. You know what? Let me try something different. But because if you don't have no stature in society as a man, or you don't have no big position in society, they don't want you. As far as they can say, when they go amongst their friends, okay, this man ain't make as much money as me, or this woman don't make as much money as me, or whatever. But that's the wrong way to look at a relationship. You got to go in this relationship for love. Until we get back to the point where we love each other, and your position doesn't make a difference, it'll always be the way it is.
Let me ask you this question. Because this is a part of what we're talking about this evening. Can you love me and still cheat on me?
If I cheat on you, I don't love you. Because there's obviously something missing from you. That's why I go back to the point I made, you have to date and get to know the person. Because if I got to cheat on you, it's just something about you that don't fulfill me. So I got to go and find that fulfillment. It may take multiple women, so I may be cheating with more than one just to find what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? So it's important. That's why I tell my nieces, listen, you could date. You don't have to have sex. Date and let the people know that you're dating so that they see you up with somebody else. They can't make this. They can't fuss and fight because you're trying to get to know the person you're going out with to see if this would be compatible with you. Because a person only can pretend for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you have to be the one to search and you have to be the one to find love. And stop just going based on image. Oh, I like this one because this one tall, or I like this one because this one muscular, or whatever. That's what destroying the relationship today.
Yep.
You ain't getting to know the person. You only like that person because the way they look or how much money they make. So you're not really joining that relationship whole.
I appreciate you.
Personal feeling.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have to, at this day and time, honestly and truly, but the amount of diseases on the strip, women and men, you have to go in the relationship wholeheartedly before you make that step to even get married. You know what I mean?
I got you.
All right, you have a good day.
You have a very blessed evening. Let me get to some of these texts, Kevin. I don't want to alienate my texting community. This text reads, why do I feel ashamed for his actions when I wasn't the one that was unfaithful? How do I separate my self-worth from his betrayal? Because my self-worth is tied up in his betrayal and the way that I look. Was my sex not good enough? Did my breath smell funky? Are my breasts too long? Am I too fat? Am I too small? What is it that I didn't do that caused him to stray? This is the next text. What lessons can I take from this without blaming myself? This is the next text. Do I believe I deserve love that is loyal and respectful? Is there even such a thing? How can I, this is the next text, how can I rebuild my confidence after public embarrassment? I'll answer this. In terms of public embarrassment, right? Nobody gets married to fail, or nobody goes into a relationship to fail. And you have some women out there that do things, you have some men out there that do things for clout. And they themselves have personal issues that they have to somehow combat because there's such a trauma. You, even in my own family, like you have the father, and the father has cheated the entire marriage, right? And the very person that the son or that the child has hated, the child now becomes. And that's either way, because you could have a bad woman, they pattern themselves after what they see happen, right? But it's a conscientious effort to be different from your parents. That's like parenting. You see, my mother's in my relationship was different. I wanted the mom off the Huxtables and Little House on the Prairie, but I got the mom from Milton Street. I got the mom that was the last one. I got the mom that was, by the time she had a child, she was tired of being a mother to everyone else. So I got the real deal in terms of what mothering was. And mommy was hard and she was rough. But now that I'm an adult, I realize that that hard and rough teaching came to show me what I needed in order to be who I am today, because life is no fairy tale and there are cracks in it. And so you have to work from that. And so rebuilding your confidence after public embarrassment, you have to look at that man and say, hey, I gave you everything, but you bring a child into this marriage. I gave you everything, but you still cheated. I have the lines of communication open. If you wanted a threesome, we could have had a threesome. If you wanted a fivesome, we could have had that. The communication was there. The love was there. You come home, you have a hot meal, the clothes folded, put away. What more could you want? So the lack of gratification then is on, the onus is on the man, because I'm doing my job. So you have to come now and do your job. And if you have a mother that coddles you as a man and allows you to be lousy or allows you to be less than a man, it won't ever change because the mother doesn't hold you accountable. I watch these mothers and their sons. Oh, my baby, my boy, my boy. The mothers are part and parcel of the issue. This next text reads, who in my circle can I lean on for support without judgment? I'll answer this question from a female perspective. When I had my own issue, I used to talk all the time. And I talked, and people already knew what the issue was. So everybody was actually laughing at me. But now it's a different situation. And I don't share that part of my life. I talk to my partner and we work our issues out and we do whatever it is that we have to do. But in your circle, there should be someone that you can go to without judgment. And how do you know that people are judging you? You know that people are judging you when the very first thing they say to you in a funny, joking, like, hey, kiki kind of way, you know that they're judging you like that. If you say, oh, well, John, say I too fat. And then they come back and you have this conversation and then they say, oh, and John tell you fat anyway, ha, ha, ha. Like, no, you judging because you're supposed to be my friend. You should never bring back what I said to you. You should never regurgitate that. So in terms of your circle, there are ways to test whether or not your judgment is correct, you know. And if I share something with you, I share that with you. And that ain't for you to go tell your sister. That ain't for you to tell your auntie or your uncle. I share that with you. So that's our business. So there is a way for you to figure out who in your circle you can talk to, because every woman, every man needs someone to bounce things off of.
And see, that's the importance of being equally yoked, not just in terms of a relationship standpoint. You are a married couple, you should have married friends. And I prefer to have married people who've been married longer than me, because 2 to 1, they don't navigate similar things that I am too now navigating. And they might have a solution or some form of sound counsel. That's why I love people who've been married 50 years, 40 years, 30 years. Ain't nothing much they really see.
But Kevin, but they don't always tell you the truth.
They don't.
No, but see, that's why I said equally yoked. Because if you are an honest person, an equally yoked person, is going to be an honest person. So if you being honest with them, 2-1, the equally yoked person you confiding in could be brutally honest with you. And those are the people I challenge people to find. Sometimes people don't like the truth.
No, they don't like
the truth. The truth is what they need to hear in order to make the right decisions that's going to benefit the trajectory of their lives.
So let me share this. Let me share this with you and persons that are within the sound of my voice. So recently this weekend, I had an opportunity to travel with my daughter and a female, purposes, and my little cousin and her mom. And we all went on a, I guess you call it a family girls trip, because that's what it was. And in our conversations, our daughters are 11 and 15. There's a disparity, but the similarity is still there. But I will say this to you. Raising little girls is a challenge, and they will wear you the F out. Okay? I say this because we had a real come to Jesus moment. We were sitting down and we were talking, and I said, I don't know if I'm doing this right. I don't have my mother to rely on and say, Mommy, what you think, da, 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 da. I have to remember the things that she said and that she put in place. And you mentioned something that people don't like the truth. There are many people that do not like me because of how I am. And there's either one way. It's either you like me or you don't. And either way, I'm fine with that. But you'll never say, oh, well, I didn't know she felt that way, or I didn't know she said that. You're going to know that I said it. And if I say it, I've said it, and there's nothing you can do. That's how I feel about it, because I want you to know my truth. But there has to be someone that you can talk to.
I think that people need brutally honest people in their circle. That's be one friend. You ever watch Best Man Holiday?
Yes.
Terrence Howard was the brutally honest friend.
And I'm the Terrence of the group. So let me finish the story.
I prefer to be that one.
Let me finish the story. And so a couple of weeks ago, she shared a text, and it was almost like, oh, you're friends with Kendra? Like, really? And so it's always really eye-opening, because you see how people think of you, right?
Yeah.
But if I am the one that's honest, this is how I am, you either take me or you leave me. That is how a relationship should be. And when it comes up to being subservient, and when it comes up to the judgment, you're supposed to be able to have real conversations with the people you call your friends. And if you can't tell them you are messing up, if you can't say to them, hey, your child is rude, if you can't say to them, hey, like, your child is legitimately not getting any better, or you can't say you as a woman need to do better, then what type of friends do you really have, Kevin?
There's no value in that.
Y'all just having a good time together. But then
and that's how a lot of friends are
built. So many relationships are built on lies, and everyone thinks that their relationship or their parenting skills are so perfect. But your child is just as jacked up as mine. So let's
work. In regards to the valuing friendships, I always tell people: firstly, you have to free your mind from the opinions of people. Like, we care so much what other people are going to think about us that we downplay what we think about ourselves. You understand?
We value
how people perceive us rather than the standards that we have for ourselves. Even if we have standards, it comes second to some outside person's opinion of us. And that is wrong.
I have to read this text. Chris, can you send me 2 thumbs up if we can go until 8 o'clock, or if we can go until 7:45? Let me know. This text was sent to me. This is to read. I was married before. My husband cheated and was abusive. Having a child, I left and we got divorced. I worked on myself. I met someone. We dated for a while. No sex. We were getting to know each other. I left him after admitting that he was not physically attracted to me. Let's talk about the embarrassment of men who waste your time. Now you've seen me before. I'm fine. Anyway, to wrap this up, my experiences haven't shut me down to love. I believe he's out there, and I shall wait. Now, if you have any male callers listening that loves God, has a good job, and is single, meaning unmarried and not attached, let them reach out to you. Vet them for me, eh? This texter that sent this message is absolutely beautiful. She has a good heart. She bakes very well. She makes the best rum cake. She's a solid. So for my listeners, if you're single, hit me up and we will get her sorted out.
I'll do the vetting process.
Me and Kevin to get that sorted out. Let's go to a quick break, Kevin. Chris has given us till 7:45. Let's take a 1 minute break and we'll be right back.
Get ready to kick off the new school year with a bang. It's the Guardian Media Group and Rotary Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th in the parking lot of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, games, and back-to-school excitement. We've got something for everyone, from bouncing castles and face painting to health screenings, hair grooming, and giveaways. Meet some of your favorite local businesses and get ready for the new school year with all the essentials. We'll have school supply vendors and local eateries with delicious treats. Don't miss out on the fun. The Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th at the Nassau Guardians parking lot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the perfect way to celebrate the end of summer and get excited for a great school year. See you here.
Brought to you by
Island Wholesale, Splash of Sunshine, Purity Bakery, Janae's Uniform Center, Harry's, Celestial Treats, Sun Oil, Lowe's, ANN's Kitchen, Zelrona Mackey, Lumara Snack, Precious Curry, Robert Russell.
And brought to you by Dadelbina's Agency Limited.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl. I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me ready. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both clock making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you bring a new man access to your villa. Just for son of weakness, all of you clean all your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the peanut. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. She say a night can't be so say a day. Never admit to a word where she
say. Chris, you jamming this evening. The only thing left for Chris to play now is Stealing Love. Your body and soul, it belongs. Chris, you can take us out with that, right? 7:45, Chris, take us out with Stealing Love. Let me read. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you. I love it. Let me read these texts. Do I believe I deserve love that is loyal and respectful? Next text reads, how can I rebuild my confidence after public embarrassment? Okay, we read that already. Am I staying silent about the pain because of shame? And is that serving me? What boundaries will I create in future relationships to protect myself? Am I staying silent about the pain because of shame? And is that serving me? People stay silent about their shame because they have built these relationships up like they are the most wonderful thing in the world. They show up on social media, and social media is not real. They show up on social media with the perfectly manicured photos and the wedding. Let's not even talk about just a regular relationship, right? If you're talking about marriage, and I can speak about marriage because I failed in one. And it wasn't a failure because I just completely failed. Nobody gets married to fail. But when you decide that you want to stay silent, you stay silent because of shame, and you stay silent because you think that you're not the only one. And is that silence secretive, or is that silence private? The funny thing about it is that what you think people don't know, people already know. So if you found out in June that he was cheating, people knew from last year, December. So you being silent is completely on you. Nobody is advocating that you write a public service announcement or have a press release. No one is saying that, but the silence that you feel, no one can help you. That's like a woman knowing that she has, or a man knowing that he has erectile dysfunction. And instead of him saying to the person, "This, I have ED what can we do to resolve the issue?" Or a woman who has fertility issues and not saying anything, instead of her having the conversation with another woman, that other woman may be able to lead her in the right direction. So being silent doesn't aid anyone. It actually hurts you. At least that's my opinion about it. This next text reads, what boundaries will I create in future relationships to protect myself? A girlfriend and I were talking about this yesterday because she found something and she wanted to know if she should approach her guy with it. But I think when it comes up to boundaries, you should be able to say to the person, I was in this other relationship and this person hurt me, and I don't want to bring that forward into our relationship. I think you should be able to say that, then I am leaving. Kevin mentioned earlier that he ain't no loafer.
Absolutes.
Those are absolutes. Those are principles. Those are deliverables. If you cheat on me, I am leaving.
Hey, you don't got to guess about that.
You don't got to guess that.
You just got to figure out when, because I might even give you the courtesy to tell you when again.
Exactly. If you
just know a year.
If you bring a baby home to me,
I gone
because I'm interested.
I sign up for that.
Those are the boundaries. So when you say, what boundaries will I create in future relationships to protect myself? If you cheat on me, I gone. If you're having an emotional relationship with another woman, I gone. If you bring home a baby, I gone. If it's a valley boy, I gone. Like them things. Those things, I gone.
Boy.
Next, let me read this too, right? Let me read this because I did some research on this, and I want us to understand that there are two types of cheating that we never really put a desirable quantitative analysis on, and it's emotional cheating and physical cheating.
Mm-hmm.
An example.
There's a difference.
Yeah, an example of emotional cheating is you or he are involved in sharing secrets, dreams, fears, feelings that should be reserved for your partner. You are telling mm-hmm. another man or woman, oh, I'm traveling tomorrow. I'll call you when I get there. It can be harder to detect when someone is painful because it means the heart has drifted away. An example of this is he's constantly messaging other women about his day, seeking her comfort instead of yours. That is emotional cheating. Sexual intimacy, physical touching, it's seen as a direct violation of the physical commitment in a relationship. An example mm-hmm. of this would mm-hmm. be he kisses, touches, or has sex with another person while in a committed relationship. Kevin, which one of these two is the lesser of two evils? Is it emotional or physical cheating? for you.
It ain't no lesser two evils. God say all is sin.
All bad.
All bad. So, you know, absolute. It ain't no, I can tolerate this and I can tolerate that. Nobody. If he say it's sin, it's sin. Therefore, I go on.
So, Kevin, if you're traveling tomorrow, or you traveling tonight, you telling that to your wife, or you telling that to the sweetheart?
Boy, first of all, whoever buy the ticket.
They just get
what you got. Playing, man. Listen to me. What she need to know, what purpose does another woman need to know where you go? Why? For what reason?
You just having conversation, Kevin.
For what? What is the value in that? What is the benefit for you outside of you cheating? You can't justify that.
Okay.
It's cheating. Okay. Especially if your wife ain't no replacement as a stranger. Okay. Your wife could break up if she see you on site. It goes around. Is the con like I always tell my boy,
the body look good,
and the meat may taste sweet, but the consequences are severe.
Cause boy, just
leave the body alone. So I don't care if it's pepper.
Why, Kevin? Kevin, I with you. I had some Wingstop. My little cousin tell me, "Oh, let's get Wingstop, right?" Cause we were away. Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, I never had it." Kevin, I gone. I get they had like we got 30 pieces. I like all of the mixture. And I think the thing name Inferno. I might have the name Kevin. Oh, that door number on me. I tell
the
you,
consequences.
Barely flat.
I tell him. I said the meat look good, and it looked the presentation is beautiful, but the consequences of bothering that it ain't waited.
I can tell
you. Because the headache
that.
Will go follow. What you gonna lose?
What you gonna lose?
What you gonna lose? And see another thing that I wanna. Let people know there's no shame and there's no issue with being single.
No.
You understand? Because I people always preach relationship. There's a difference between being lonely and being desperate. And feeling alone is okay. Being single is okay, but making desperate emotional decisions just to combat a fleeting feeling of there's nothing wrong with being single, and there's nothing wrong with just being a good friend to people. Like, come on, ain't everybody supposed to be marginal?
Exactly.
Ain't everybody called to be a wife? Ain't everybody called to be a husband?
Kevin, we are out of time. Kevin, is 7:45, and I think Chris may have a date tonight. I got to make sure Chris gets sorted out.
Hey, Chris, I rooting for you, boy.
We all rooting for Chris.
I root for you, boy.
We love Chris. Chris is my favorite. So, ladies and gentlemen, out of time. This has been another intriguing episode of Kenny's Corner. Thank you so much, Kevin. Kevin, whenever you are on, we have a tendency to have extra juicy time, right? And this is another Tuesday night. It's nice and balmy outside. So get yourself some Merlot, you know, or get yourself whatever it is that you want to drink. Even if you want a Coke soda and a cup of tea, right? Get you something and get you some popcorn. You must have popcorn and put your leg on your fella. Let your fella put his leg on you. And have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Thank you so much, Chris.
Just between us two.